Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Deep Ocean Journey. In this file, we are going to start on the beach, a nice sunny beach with the sand underneath our feet and the ocean stretching out in front of us. This is merely the beginning of a journey that might take you beyond the veil. However, any journey must begin with a first step, and every step you take will bring you deeper into the place that you want to discover, deep in the ocean. A journey leading you to new discoveries and hopefully very intriguing experiences. Now, while you are listening, you may notice your mind slipping away as you imagine, as you feel, as you hear all the parts coming together to give you a wonderful sensation. Now, like I said, each journey has to begin with a first step. As you're standing here on the beach, with the sun before you and the sand beneath your feet, the ocean is still ahead of you. In a way, it is still far away. A few steps are an eternity if you never move. So close your eyes and prepare yourself to dive deep into the wonders that the ocean has to offer. Allow yourself a step forward, listening to the sound of the waves softly caressing the sand of the beach, going in and flowing out again, with your attention following the waves back. Another step brings you closer to the water's edge. With your eyes closed, you're not entirely sure when your toes will hit the water. At some point, you might even find yourself surprised by a little wave edging just a bit further than the others and managing to wash over your feet. But the cool rush quickly gives way to a nice sensation of calm as you continue to walk forward, following step after step into the deep state, into the welcoming shapes, the waves of the water. Today, you will be able to swim and breathe on the water. You will feel comfortable no matter how deep you go. And your eyes will be capable of seeing the marvels that the ocean has to offer, as your body will be able to move smoothly and quickly through the water almost at your whim. But we're not there yet. These are just the first steps leading you deeper into that state. Every step, every movement leads you further and deeper, first until your knees, then your hips, your chest, shoulders. But before the water reaches up to your face, you have the chance to dive, to jump forward and take the plunge yourself, to rush into the water. And as soon as you do so, as soon as you are submerged, the playing of the sunlight through the waves is all around you. Beneath you, the sand reflects the many shapes of the waves and the curvature of each light beam bends through the water, an infinite complexity of curious detail moving forward, glittering over shell and sand alike, making way for the waves of your movements. When you glance behind you, you can see the waves that your passing is causing, the beautiful ripples and shapes that arc outward from your passage into the distance, into nothingness. The glow of the sun above the water gives everything underneath an almost ethereal look, and the water is very, very clear. You can see through it almost as well as if it weren't there. But there are many things that betray the presence of water. Things, as you get deeper and deeper, that float, that drift through the water. And as you go deeper, you start to notice little fish swimming along, curious about this new creature that is joining them. The ocean has many secrets, and as you continue forward, you start to see the edge of coral reefs, colors in the distance hinting at even more complexity of beautiful shapes and sensations. Cascading colors of light and shadow, of shapes that appear almost impossibly detailed and yet follow a pattern, beautiful and natural. Curving along the rocks as you go deeper, the brightest colors as the sunlight is still capable of reaching this deep. The fish slowly appear to grow in size, because the deeper you go, the more space there is for them. Sometimes you can even spot a little crab scuttling over the floor of the ocean between those beautiful corals. The colors there are amazing, and the sounds of the waves are slowly ebbing away into the distance. Down here there are different sounds. A deep, almost sloshing sound. A dullness that betrays the thickness of water around you. And every movement is another sound, another shape, another eddy in the currents of the ocean around you. When you look, you can almost see how fish ripple in your passing as you do your best to not disturb them. Deeper still you go, and you notice how the fish, as they have more space, become more varied. As you go deeper, you also notice the lack of light. The sun is having more and more trouble reaching this deep. When you glance up, you can see the interplay of light, the beautiful sunbeams far in the distance. And as you look down, you can see different lights, soft glows of flora and fauna that you don't often see close to land. For a moment you wonder how deep you've already gone, but you know that you're going to go even deeper. Every drop is another moment. And as you glance around at the glowing jellyfish, the beautiful moss in patterns and colors painted on the ocean floor, you continue. takes a while before you recognize a strange sound you hear in the distance. At first you are wondering if it was a cry, but no, it is something else entirely. As you get closer, you realize that it is much bigger, much more powerful. The sound of a wail far, far away, and as you aim towards it, you get closer and closer and can hear the echo of the wail. You wonder, how far does that sound truly travel? It must be so far, impossibly. And yet, you know it to be true. Whales seem to be able to communicate so far, so deep and distant. Almost impossible that they're able to speak. And then, you can see it. In the vague light that is still carried down here, you can see the beautiful magnificence that is a whale. It is almost quiet when it doesn't sing, but every movement you can feel across your body, the waves of its tail powerful. Close to it, you can even see smaller, thinner, faster creatures. It took you a while to realize that dolphins were playing close to the whale, swimming around it and close to it, sometimes blowing bubbles underneath it, perhaps tickling. Who knows what games dolphins play? But for you, it was time to move even deeper. Something in the distance looked different. The natural shapes of rocks slowly turned into more rectangular forms. The light of the sun does not reach down here, but the soft glow of the moss was enough for you to see the ruins, the distraught places of a city, once there, beautiful and strong, and now, no more than an echo, a piece in history. You slow down, still going deeper, looking for something. You have no idea what. Instinctually, you know that there must be something there. However, you are not there yet. You continue through abandoned streets and fallen buildings, temples, houses. It is difficult for you to see, to feel, to know how big this city once was. It must have been enormous. And then, in an unsuspecting corner, you know what you're looking for. You find something shimmering in the soft, dull light. It is a necklace. Perhaps something of gold or similar. It's difficult to tell in the light what exactly the metal is, but it is still beautiful, untarnished by the passage of time. You swim close to it, slowly reaching out until you grab it and pull it from where it was before. The soft plants, pliable and gently, trying to hold on to the necklace, give way easy. As soon as you hold it, a warm warm rush goes through your body and you feel as if you're falling backwards. You quickly feel your whole body shifting in place, and yet the houses around you do not move. They are changing, shifting in color and in shape, almost as if they're being rebuilt before your very eyes, the plants slowly relinquishing their bounty, retracting back into the ocean floor. A strange echo of sound, as if voices close to you were speaking and then no longer present. Finally, the whole sensation slows down, and the city around you is like new. It is lit by curious underwater lanterns, and while you currently don't see anyone, you know that the city is full of people. Or at least, it is definitely inhabited. You swim around, looking at the newfound marvel, the beautiful structures, untarnished, with all their splendor before you, the sounds of soft music from one of the places, maybe the temple, echoes through the city. You swim around until finally you find a place, maybe a castle or a big house, where you feel that the necklace belongs. Inside, you find a richly decorated room with different colors that must have come from somewhere. Inside is a beautiful creature, a mermaid, with silver shimmering scales and a shape that seems to welcome you. Her hair flows free in the water, and when she looks at you, she looks both surprised, but then elated when she notices what's in your hand. You try to speak, but you have not yet learned how to do so underwater. Your smile and your held out hand will have to be enough. And they are. The beautiful mermaid takes, with great care, what she once lost long ago, and perhaps will lose again. As soon as the necklace leaves your hand, you are once again, but this time pulled forward. The feeling is almost sudden as you drop so deep and know that you are nearing the end of the journey. Above you, far, far away, you can see the surface of the ocean, and you know that it is time to head towards that. As I count up, the interplay of light will slowly awaken you as you feel yourself rise and hear the rush of water. And once we arrive above the surface, you will be refreshed with all the memories of the journey kept safe inside of you. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake and emerge from the waves, refreshed, and bask in the light. Welcome back.